Hey everybody, it's your boy Craig here to let you guys in on what's going on this week. So, I did a wrap-up episode with the boys, Dylan and Dan, immediately after we wrapped up Ready, Set, Roll, Project Nova. So everything was like fresh on everybody's mind. Unfortunately, Dylan had to leave. That's because we waited like 3 hours on Anthony to show up, and then we recorded for like 5 hours. So really got on the wives' nerves. But anyway, so we did a Q&A. The boys asked me questions about stuff they missed. I asked them questions about what, you know, they how they thought everything went. And it was really cool. It was only about like 20 minutes though, so what I felt bad, so I kind of held out on Insight on the 15th, waited. I'm going to put it out right after this so that you guys actually have something to listen to. If you're not interested in listening to Insight, then, you know, no skin off my back. But anyway, so here's what our schedule is going to look like. Next week is like Halloween week, so I didn't think it would be right to, you know, go right into what we were doing next. So I'm going to put out another Barovia session, and because, you know, it's October and it should be spooky. Afterwards, the following week, we will actually be getting, drum roll please, into the new campaign. I shit you not, people. It will be fun. It will be exciting. It will be new. And it will be the fresh hot take everybody's talking about. In the meantime, please review us and give us a 5-star rating review on the podcasting platform of choice. And if you don't feel like doing that, just tell a friend. Everybody knows somebody that likes this stuff. So let them know. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Project Nova.
Welcome to Ready, Set, Roll, Project Nova, Arc 3. With Dylan as Kurtz, Anthony as Zilla, Daniel as Valor Kendrickson, and your DM, Craig.
Welcome back, guys, to Ready, Set, Roll. This is a special episode because we're going to do our little wrap-up and everything. We just got done with Arc 3. Basically, we got done with Project Nova completely.
Yep.
And
Project Zilla. No, I'm just kidding.
It was really fun doing this with you guys, and I appreciate you guys coming out.
It was amazing, bro.
So I want to start out with Arc 1, your expectations versus reality. What did you think going into the show? I know, Anthony, you've never played D&D before. Well, I mean, you did, but not to this extent.
Yeah, like it was basically a kind of on break thing at work. Fell in love with it, then it turned into some years of gaming, basically.
When we started this, what did you think this was going to be? Like, how is it, what was your expectations versus the reality of the show?
I guess I would say it kind of felt like, it started off feeling like it would be like getting together with your guys and playing Uno every now and then, but then it turned into like a... getting together and like having like a, I don't know how to explain it. Like it's just crazy. It's crazy fun though. Like and deep. Like have you thinking about it all day. Like thinking about what are you gonna do next. And yeah, I just didn't imagine it being this deep into me.
What about you, Dan?
My expectations coming into this whole thing was, you know, four of us were going to get together, going to pump out a show. Of course, there was the first episode, right, where we all had to get together and find the chemistry between each other, which I was nervous about. Not between me and you, you know, because mm-hmm. we knew each other, but between...
Right, yeah, because I had never met you.
Yeah, I've never met you. Never met
your house. And...
yeah, never met you or Dylan before this, and that was kind of an interesting thing to come into. And, but I was also nervous as well because only had the one mic at the time, which was another thing. Like, I was like, we're all just going to be sitting around one mic, shuttling around a single mic, sharing it and stuff. I'm like, I wonder how uncomfortable this will get or comfortable it'll get over time. And, you know, I've had a lot of fun doing
it. Yeah, it was a great experience.
It's definitely blown expectations.
And we came a long way from that one mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to, like, pass the torch to each of you, and then we'll just get, like, a question in around. So, Anthony, is there any questions for me, Dan, anybody that you have about the show, or anything you think that you might have missed, or do you, lore-wise, did something, like, not mash up, you know what I mean? Like, any questions about that?
Kind of, I guess, basically, just like I said, it had you thinking about it all day. Like, how much time you think you spent on getting the story together ready for all those game nights?
So, actually putting in the work, like pencil to paper stuff, really not that much.
Because you came in with little model airplanes and stuff.
Yeah,
and
but doing the well, I had this planned way before we even recorded. Like, we used to have a really big D&D session with a group that came, like, every single weekend. And I had this planned out, like, I was going to do it. And then that whole, like, squad of people just dissolved. Just like that. So then I'm like, well, all right, well, we're at fucking square one again. And then I just had most of this ready to go. And, well, at least season one, anyway.
Right.
But I knew where I wanted to go with it. So, episode one, we were talking about the Anu.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
That was episode one.
Yeah, I think that's what blew me away, because it came in, because when I came into episode one, it just started off so, just exploded, like, and it was deep, and it had all kind of twists and turns ready for us already, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is nice, I like this.
Yeah, the fingers.
It's a good experience.
Which, speaking of the fingers, if you would have rolled high enough, you would have known, like, since Dylan couldn't read it because it was ancient tiefling.
Right.
He could have read some of the stuff, but if you would have rolled high enough, I could have said, this is what this is. This is what this is. Like, I could have given you more information on what I was planning, because the fingers were basically like a warning saying, hey, after a while, this thing we did, it's going to fucking fall apart eventually. And you guys need to, you know, stay the course and be prepared for whenever these things come back, if they come back, if it doesn't work. And you all apparently, unfortunately, didn't roll high enough to figure that out.
Sometimes I do be thinking about that, like how much we actually miss from, like, inexperience or just
bad rolls.
Bad rolls, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, I'll tell you one thing that I thought was funny throughout the whole campaign. Do you know whenever you played Ronnie Zilla or yeah. Anthony, I didn't make you roll a specific roll. Remember that? Like a wisdom roll?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he's a robot. He doesn't have the same mindset as the rest of them, which I had been precluding to throughout the whole series. One part, whenever you're on the train, he makes a comment about who he needs to hit. He's like, what child? You know what I mean? Like, which one? He says that. Because it's not affecting him the same way as it's affecting you all.
Right.
Why did Ratchet try to turn everybody into robots? Not for single-minded, like, I can control them all. There was that, too. But they cannot affect their brains that way.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's deep. That's what I mean by, like, the story being a lot deeper than I imagined. Like, yeah, it really is a little brain teaser.
I did that stupidly and jokingly with the Hydra in the water pit, saying that it won't go after androids.
Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't even know what the fuck you were doing with the robots. That never caught... Well, mostly because, one, I was playing as Eldar whenever the Ronnie thing happened, but two, I think we were all very focused on the idea of Ratchet was just turning people into robots to put them all into one collective. It's not, oh, this would be a great protection against the robots, mm-hmm. I mean against the Anu.
And I sprinkled that out whenever I was doing the memories. I said that she's like, and one of the things I kind of threw out there was, they can't affect my mind anymore once I do this. And that's whenever she switches herself from her body into the mech. So, Dan, is there any questions or anything that you have for me?
Did you think we were going to get this far?
As far as?
Like, actually getting to the end game goal, which is to defeat the... A new mind.
I knew that we would make it there, Did I know that we would make it there as a group? No, because Anthony, you're a little shaky at times, buddy. Sometimes you just don't show.
I know, man, but I promise. I didn't have faith in me making it myself, knowing that how much stuff I got on outside of this going on in life. But I promise, I'm really glad I did. I'm really glad I did. And the days I did miss, I swear I wish I could get back, because, like I said, this is fun, man. It's something that a lot of people should try. Like, first time,
I legitimately was like, okay, well, if he does not show up for this, I'm killing his character off. He's just dead.
I came in thinking, okay, this is my first character that I'm going to have, and I'm pretty sure he's probably going to die. So I need to have a couple backups in mind, maybe, or something. But well, I actually made it through.
Yeah, your guys' characters made it through. Mine, I had double dose of death. Two for two, baby.
Well, one of them was self-inflicted. I mean, you did what you had to do to stop the thing, and it was kind of like Eldar's thing.
Rest in peace, Eldar.
He wanted a spot to set his roots and take over so he could do that for the Mother Tree.
That was his end game.
Yeah. So he kind of met his end the way he wanted to go out.
Wow, we had a tearjerker in this story, man.
But as far as Valric goes, Valric, I set up this cool... What the thing I gave Valric was the key reading of madness, but it was technically the shoulder mounted cannon that he got and put on. Yeah. That thing was cursed, and it was pumping black ooze into him constantly, and especially every time he used it. That's why he got that dopamine trip of like, oh yeah, I love it so much, is because it was pumping more into him.
Right.
And so it slowly took over his body. That's why at the very end, whenever he was started to regrow his arms and legs and stuff, it's because the Anu was coming in and, you know, trying to take over. Dan, was it like a crazy shock to you whenever I said that the Ermites were basically the Anu?
Yeah, I didn't honestly see that coming. I mean, it makes sense for there to be an entire group of tree people formed from a hyperactive growth serum into a tree, but still, it caught me off guard very much so. I'm like, wow, the Anu have deep ties into the Ermites becoming a thing too, which would also make sense, which, like I've said before, also makes sense to their everything must become a part of
Everything's coming to the green. I thought that was like, for me, I was like, oh yeah, that's a fucking good twist, man. I love it.
Mind blowing.
All right, Anthony, you got anything else?
I just want to add in the twist with my character too. That was also kind of just as big as that one, because that was, like I said, it had me chasing that one the whole story. Like it was dope, man. I love it.
Who's your dad? Okay, so for you had a connection with the first main character,
right?
Like the main boss.
Yeah.
And was that shocking to find that out? Like the dude that made the bad guy also made you.
They popped into that room, and that's when everything kind of sparked off as far as like, there's something behind this. Yeah, that most definitely was crazy. Like, I kind of tripped up during that one because I was kind of focused on that the whole episode.
Yeah, Dylan was on it too. Like, yeah. As soon as you all found Dr. Dean and he rolled that perception check to see what was on that screen and he saw Project Merlin, he was like, okay, so I think there's something here.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's a beautiful story. Dope.
Dan, you got anything else?
Besides the fact that, once again, through another campaign from one to finish, you know, that another one in the pocketbooks that I'm going to remember and be happy about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun to actually be able to finish a story through and through. And second one I've had under you now.
Yeah.
So that's... I just know I'm probably going to have a big shoe to fill. Which is not going to be fun.
Better get to the pen and paper, buddy.
Yeah, Jesus.
Personally, I am really excited to play your campaign.
That's what I was about to say. Me too.
It's so good to get away from the DM seat. Like, I like DMing, but I love playing so much better, and it's a good little break for me, especially what you have set up, because first off, I'm going to fucking ruin your days, buddy. Like, this character I have planned is going to be... Jose De La Mancha is going to be a motherfucker.
That's one of the main reasons why I'm kind of excited about it, because I'm excited for the switch up. Not like one of y'all's better than the other, but it'll be a good change. I'll be excited to try to play with you as a character and go through some twists and turns I know he's going to have as a DM. Like, I know y'all guys are going to go crazy.
All right, well, I know this is a little quickie, but and I do plan on putting Dylan's. I'm going to ask him questions in here, too, and throw them in. But it was a hell of a ride, and I'm glad that you guys were here as listeners to be there with us and just for the whole thing. So I appreciate everything you guys do. If you like what we do, tell a friend. Give us a 5-star rating and review. If you really want to, you can support us on Patreon. I know it's tough times right now, but, you know, every little bit helps. We have a $1 tier. I mean, shit. For $1, you can help us out. And that's, if you just like what we do, it's fine. You don't have to do anything. Just giving us a 5-star rating review or just telling somebody about it. Tell people about this show, man. Yeah.
Or just give us an ear.
Yeah, just telling anybody about the show is a big boost.
Yeah. So I appreciate you all. I love everybody. And I can't wait for the next series. I don't know what Dan. What are you planning on calling it?
We got. It might be too much. We need to save it. Let him keep guessing for a while.
I can just give the name of the continent.
Okay.
Which is Saranesh.
All right.
Continent of Saranesh.
Well, I hope you guys keep up with our Barovia sessions because we're gonna keep doing that.
Yep.
But after that, we are going to hop right into the continent of Saranesh, and we will see you next time on Ready, Set, Roll.
Woo!
Bye!
Peace!